Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines sacrifice as the act of giving up something that you want to keep, especially in order to get or do something else or to help someone. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines obedience as an act or instance of obeying. Are you aware that to walk in God's word both are required? It's an idea of sacrifice, which many find challenging. Perhaps you know the story where the rich man comes to Jesus to ask what he needs to do so he could gain eternal life. And Jesus responds, as we find in Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. Now behold, one came and said to him, "Good teacher, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?" So he, meaning Jesus, said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is, God. Though if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." The man said to Jesus, "Which ones?" Jesus said, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father, your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept from my youth, what do I still lack?" And Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now that was actually a test for that man by Jesus to see how serious he was about what he was seeking. Would you pass that or any similar test? Even those who walk in God's word are put to tests over and over. It's not a surprise. It's not something flying out of left field. We're told numerous times that as children of God, we will be called on to sacrifice. We find in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." In Romans 12, verse 1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, "But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." There are those who will question whether that means we're left to fend for ourselves. Hardly. God never forsakes his children. That reality can't be made any more clear than what we find in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." That means God is always, always with you. How do you think you make it through those times of sacrifice? It was by embracing what we're called on to do. In other words, obedience. When we turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 to 32, we read, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, we read, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Those in Jesus run headstrong into any and all sacrifices because they hold the promise in their heart and soul that they do not do it alone, and their show of obedience will bring to them the promise of eternal rewards in heaven that Jesus promises to all who come to him. We're told in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, "If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us."